You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Hey guys, I'm Chris, and welcome to another episode of Chris Talks Games. Like it says in the title, that's obviously my name, and I'm going to talk about some games. So, if you listened to the last episode, you would have heard the first part of the big gaming lockdown quiz. A lot of fun to do, and we're going to carry on with part two today, which I think gets some really good rounds, actually. It's actually a really good couple of rounds coming up, so I hope you should enjoy it, and if you're playing along, should be quite interesting, quite fun for you. But yeah, we're going to start off with some news. Okay, so news for this episode. It's a bit of a weird one. There's nothing major going on. There's lots of small bits going on. Nintendo have randomly done a Twitter announcement for a big new game, which is Paper Mario The Origami King. So yeah, Nintendo have long been rumoured to not be doing a direct around E3 time, which a bit surprising, a bit of a shame, but I think of all the big developers and publishers, I think Nintendo are finding the lockdown situation harder than some of the others. I think because Nintendo are quite secretive a lot of their games, like they have apparently got a lot in the works that hasn't been announced, that a lot of it's confidential stuff, so working from home is quite difficult and some of the stuff. And I think also in terms of getting the presentation put together, I think they're finding struggles with that. So I think they have decided not to do a direct in June, which I will miss, but I think they might move more towards this kind of announcements on Twitter, especially where Paper Mario got announced and it's literally out on the 17th of July, so it is out literally in 2 months' time. So yeah, it's interesting to see if they do carry on that approach. Like I can quite easily see them like once a month announcing a game for 2 months' time, because they have reportedly, due to from rumours, got a lot of things ready to go kind of thing. Examples being Pikmin 3 has been rumoured for a long time, like a re-release on the Switch. More recently, the rumours have been getting a bit more out there, with it about meant to be called Pikmin 3 Deluxe, which would fit in with the other re-releases. So yeah, is that looking to come? The Metroid Prime Trilogy remake has been rumoured for many years, and I think the main thinking is they've pushed that back due to the delays of Metroid Prime 4. So I think they're thinking about releasing the Prime Trilogy to get people excited about Prime 4. They haven't released a bit closer together, but obviously if this is the case, it has been done, and it is one that they could launch quite fairly easily. You might find that might crop up. It's just speculation on my part. Obviously, I don't have any sources or any kind of, you know, that's just going by different rumours I've seen and stories. Another thing that points towards Nintendo not really doing a direct anytime soon is they have reportedly turned around to third-party publishers and say, if you want to announce something for the Switch, don't wait for us to do a direct. You're more than welcome to announce it on your own terms and your own time. So yeah, that could be interesting to see. I'm in two minds about the lack of directs. On one hand, I really miss the direct thing, where it's just like a plethora of new announcements and lots of gameplay and details. I think the directs do offer more details than you would get just from a game trailer. As I'm kind of hoping that with Paper Mario, they do a like extended trailer, or like they do with like the Smash Brother character, just before they release, when they have the in-depth bit. Maybe not as long as the Smash Brothers things, but maybe it's like a 5-10 minutes overview in the game, kind of new features, things that change, stuff like that. I do wish I'd do that. But on the plus, on the other hand, with indirects, where they can be quite lengthy in terms of doing reaction and like not being interrupted, or in terms of having buffering issues, stuff like that. In terms of reacting to it, the traders are a lot easier and a lot quicker. A lot less time editing and exporting, stuff like that. So yeah, but I think I'd miss the directs in terms of being able to sit back and relax and watch. But I am also kind of very kind of appreciative of the fact that if it is just more trailers and shorter things, it is a lot easier to watch and record and edit and stuff like that. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Nintendo do going forward this year. Because I do know they've been having some, I don't know if this is the right word, but they have been finding the working from home a bit more tricky than I think Western developers and kind of some other companies in Japan have been. I think it is very much due to the like secretive and like often confidential nature of some of the products they're working on. Yeah, that covers my thoughts on Nintendo at the moment. Sony has been getting more and more rumours about a blowout for the PlayStation 5. There are many, many rumours going around that early June could see an event where they will show off the PlayStation 5 and some games and things like that. And yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do show off and whether it actually does happen. But yeah, I think a lot of people are excited to see what the PlayStation 5 can do. There is something I'm going to talk about a little bit later in terms of news about a night tech demo that's shown off, which has got a lot of people excited for what games could look like, and hopefully does a better job than what Microsoft did in their gameplay presentation. But yeah, PlayStation 5 is due to be unveiled in the next few weeks, according to rumours, so that'll be interesting to see how that looks, and whether Microsoft do try and steal their thunder a bit with anything, which is always possible, especially as Sony stole some Microsoft thunder when they had a presentation. And yeah, basically Sony basically unveiled their PS5 controller a couple of hours before Microsoft's event, so yeah, it stole a bit of Microsoft's thunder, so it'll be interesting to see whether Microsoft try and return the favour, because there is a rumour that Microsoft could announce the rumoured Lockhart version of the Series X on the same day, which obviously would kind of steal a bit of Sony's thunder if they do turn around and say, oh yeah, we got a cheaper model coming as well. And if they managed to undercut Sony, that'd be interesting. But anyway, moving on to Xbox, they are reportedly announcing new news every month going forward. But I have said that the big first party games blowout will not be till July. And they have no confirmation that Halo Infinite will be there. So yeah, I think that put a lot of people's minds at rest, because I think a lot of people are saying that obviously with the COVID stuff going on, whether games might slip. And I think there were a few concerns about Halo Infinite, because obviously not much been seen around it at all. So yeah, with the Xbox event in July, you are expecting to see a lot of first party games. Forza Motorsport 8 is expected to be there as well. Yeah, it's meant to be showing off that. And there are a lot of different rumours going around what other things could be there. Rumours of potential Fable or Perfect Dark. So I think that's what the initiative are rumoured to be working on, the new Perfect Dark game. Because a lot of the people working there are skilled in first-person shooter-style games. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if they do something with some of their old IPs. And like I say, it will be interesting to see if they use their news announcements in June to steal a bit of Sony's thunder with potentially this cheaper model of the Series X, which we've done to cut the PlayStation 5. Not that any of the systems have got prices yet. I think a lot of people were thinking that Microsoft and Sony are playing chicken a bit, waiting for the first one to blink and drop their price before they go in. I know some rumors have said that Microsoft may be willing to go in and make a loss on the consoles to undercut Sony, but obviously where neither company knows what the other's doing, it'd be interesting to see exactly what does happen here. Last bit I need to cover is an event being done by Jeff Keighley. I think he's basically, after he left E3, he started putting something else together, because he did announce earlier in the year he wouldn't be attending E3 before they did cancel it due to the current situation. So yeah, Jeff Keighley has set up the Summer Games Fest, which will be running right through to August, I believe. And it's where a lot of their part, a lot of publishers and stuff can announce stuff. And two big things have really come from it so far. The announcement of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, which is looks fantastic, looks really cool. That is due about September time. That was a big announcement, that was their first announcement and quite a big one. And going back to the tech demo I mentioned earlier, Epic showed off Unreal Engine 5, and it was running on PlayStation 5. And the footage does look actually really stunning. Obviously, it's not any official game or any kind of announcement. It's like a tech demo that people at Epic spent hours on, or if not months on, to get looking good. It's reportedly all in-game engine stuff, so if you do get a chance to check out the Unreal 5 tech demo, which is reportedly running on a PlayStation 5 dev kit. Yeah, it's really worth looking at. Shows off better than what Microsoft did, what can be achieved on the next-gen systems. Because as I said in the last news bit, I don't think much of what Microsoft showed off in a third-party gameplay event really looked that next-gen. Some bits did, but other bits were just like, yeah, no. Yeah, that kind of wraps up the news for today. And here on to the next section. Okay, so welcome back to the Big Gaming Lockdown Quiz. We're on part two. Three awesome rounds coming up before next episode's final showdown rounds. What I like to call the mastermind rounds. Obviously, yeah, more kind of information about those as we go along. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this part of the quiz. It's one of my favourite bits. You got my round coming up, which I think a lot of people struggled with more than I thought. I thought my round was pretty balanced, but obviously it was interesting. Anyway, enjoy the part two of the quiz.
Right, okay. So I guess we're going on to
Russell, I think. Me?
Yep.
Oh, a little treat for everyone. Right, so what I've done is classic sound effects from, I say, retro video games. They're all pre-2000.
I have a chance.
You do have a chance. All the sounds are from incredibly well-known games. They might just be a little bit more obscure. So I haven't picked anything that's just like, you know, no Dota 2 or anything like that, because I know people, if you haven't played the game, you don't know the sounds. Some of these are like, you might know the sounds even if you haven't played them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I've realized doing this that some of these sounds are obviously used across multiple games or sequels and this lot. So for the most part, I'll just take the franchise that it's from.
Okay.
But whatever. Let's just see. All right. Are you ready?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Here is number one.
Do you want a specific game or a franchise?
Give me a specific game that you think the sound appears in, and if you're unsure, I want to know what exactly it is. You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Is that loud enough, Jay?
That's plenty loud enough.
It's going to be.
I recognise it, but I haven't got. I can't think what it is.
It's pretty hard to be specific on that one though, because it's in so many.
But that's what I mean. If you can say what it is, what game it's from, any of them, then you can have a point, can't you? You ready for number two?
Yep.
All right. Here it comes.
Oh.
Again, please. I think I know that one. I'm not sure.
You all should know.
It's there. I think it's a game I'm not very good at.
You want to hear it again, or are you done with that one?
One more time.
Nice one.
I mean, you've got it. You just wanted to hear it again because it's that good, didn't you?
That, believe it or not, that last time actually prompted something in me to put an answer down.
Let's hope it's the right one.
Well, yeah.
Right, you ready for this next one?
Yes.
I think everyone in here should get it. If you don't, I think you're going to kick yourself when you hear the answer. Right, here it comes.
Jesus.
How is that?
Jason, I guarantee you know it. And well, as well.
Oh my God.
And I can't stress how famous these games are.
I was going to write an answer down. I don't know.
I'll get one down for it.
Yeah. Hear it again. Next one. What do you want?
Just do it once more. You never know.
I think I've done that one.
Yeah, got something.
Ready for number four?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty sure no one needs to hear that again.
I think Matt's probably written it down straight away.
Yeah, we can hear it again anyway.
I've written the year.
It's written the first time you ever heard it. What he was doing, where he was.
Well, I know what I was doing at the time in Paris. Yeah. I was playing the game in question.
He was hiding behind a box.
In a box.
In a box.
On the floor.
Right.
My front room, yeah.
Off you go.
I reckon this will be quite tough for some of you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I hope Jason is scribbling down very quickly.
That's brilliant. I played it just yesterday.
I'm going to know that when you tell me what the answer is.
Oh, play it again. It sounds like between two different things to me. Oh, I don't know. I think...
I'm just making this an editing nightmare for Matt right now.
Self-editing.
It's already an editing nightmare for me because Matt did it out.
Right, you done with this one?
Yeah.
Right, number six. All right, I'll point out something about number six. It's a little clue for you all. This is, in my opinion, the greatest sound effect ever made for a video game. Here it comes. So good.
Good, I've got a clue what it is, though. Go back again.
One more time. I recognise it.
Just do a random guess, I think.
Sounds like a velociraptor mating with a pterodactyl.
Yeah, well, maybe put that answer down. Dino Crisis was a good game.
Yeah, go on in.
I'm just playing it for my own amusement now.
Lose points here, big time.
I think you'll kick yourself with a lot of these, but...
Mm.
Right, done with this one?
Yep.
Yeah, we're at number seven.
Comes number seven. I think a lot of you might fall here, but it's very famous.
At least I get 1 point.
Well, two, I hope, Jay, after number five as well. All right, do you want to hear it again just because it's that good?
One.
You good?
Yeah, we'll get to number eight.
Yeah, good.
Here's number eight.
Jesus Christ. What? Oh, come on, Chris.
See, I thought this might be a bit too easy, but then I realised it's probably one of those ones that you only know if you've played the game ever.
Who hasn't?
Well, Chris,
by the sounds of that, yeah.
Have it again.
Tosti!
Yep.
All good?
Yep.
Okay, I'll put these last two in thinking they might be a bit harder, but if you've struggled on all of those, then good luck with these two. Right, here's number nine.
Yeah, nice.
Here it comes again.
It's like a running theme with several games repeating here.
There is. I can only hope the next round's got one in as well.
Yep.
Right, final song, Chris.
Yeah, I got it wrong, too. People think it's a repeating game, but...
All right. Ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Wow.
That may be used in many games, but...
One more time, please.
I've got one answer here, and that's the only one I'm accepting.
Okay, got my answer, son.
One more time?
Just a little reminder for everyone who's writing their answers down. Just remember, these are all ridiculously famous games, so don't go putting anything obscure down. All people's answers. Brilliant. Right, good to go. Right, so, start at question one. This sound here, which you all obviously knew what it was, so let's go through them. Obviously, the answer was...
Of course it is, yeah. Oh, no.
Jumping on Yoshi in Mario World or picking him in Mario Kart 64. So there's many old answers you could have given. James, Mario Kart Yoshi. Good answer. That's all. Yes. Jason.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't worry.
I mean, what in Contra would make that noise?
It's chicken meat. sorry.
Classic. You might as well have just put Ghostbusters too, Joe.
I almost did.
Matt, Super Mario World, Yoshi, bang on. Chris, Super Mario World 2. Can you jump on Yoshi in that game? I presume you can, so you can have it. Super, right. Number two. Best fighting game ever.
Yep.
Street Fighter 2, when you select the character.
Hey, Willis.
Jason. James.
All right.
James, that's a point. Yep. Jason, that's a point. Matt, F-Zero. Yeah, I can understand it. SNES, everything fits, I guess. But yeah. Chris, Street Fighter 2. Good lad.
Oh, not a Street Fighter boy growing up, as you'll see at the end.
Number three, which is this one. Not Mega Man.
In my mind, I'm right.
It's not. I'm going to go for your answers first now. Streets of Rage 2. Jason, I need another explanation of what your answer.
I was just typing random things that follow Street Fire.
Just a street theme. Matt, pass. I can't accept that, I'm afraid, mate. There's a spelling error in it. Christopher, Pokemon Red and Blue.
That's a good answer.
It is a good answer because it's correct.
Yeah, it's a PC, isn't it?
It's accessing the PC in the Pokemon Center.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
They still use it now, that sounds.
Remember it now, Jay. Do you remember it now?
I haven't played a Pokemon game in, like, about 15 years, so no.
Neither have I, mate, but it's not memorable. Right, number four. Just get on with it, because obviously it's Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, James. Yeah, Jason. Yeah, Matt, although you haven't put the year down, which you said you were going to, so...
98.
Joking!
Go on, I'll let you off. You can have half a point. Yeah, easy one, that. Right, number five.
GoldenEye.
Number five, you put Halo.
I know.
Incorrect. Jason, you've put Jurassic Park The Lost World.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's wrong.
Sounded like when you released the dinosaurs.
Even I can't remember that, mate.
No, I don't know. I'm just making it up. Don't worry.
It might be that same sound effect. You never know.
Who knows?
And Matt's put Streets of Rage, and he's correct.
Oh, God.
And Chris has put
play it again.
Just when you select your character or on the menu.
Yeah, play it again. Yes. Oh, God.
Number six. All right, let's see what you've done. James, GoldenEye. Jason's put Turok. Number six. Matt, you put Pass. Ugh. Chris has put Turok as well. Well,
okay.
That is the noise of a door opening in the original Doom.
Oh, God.
Which is one of the best games ever.
How did none of us get that? Oh my god.
when you know what it is. Right. Number 7. Obvious, I hope.
Yeah.
Jason, Sonic. Matt, specifically the hedgehog called Sonic. And Chris has also put Sonic the Hedgehog. And that's easy. All of you know that. When you get to the air bubble, well done. That's a point. Number 8.
Toasty!
I thought relatively easy, I hope.
James, what the hell?
Wasn't easy for me.
James, Mortal Kombat. Jason, Harvest Moon. Again, I'm not even going to ask why this time. I just accept it. Matt, Mortal Kombat. And Chris, I guess if you don't know, Earthworm Jim would make sense. It's the kind of noise he would make, but it's you get a deadly uppercut, I think, and he pops outside, doesn't he?
I was a Mortal Kombat boy growing up, not a Street Fighter guy. That's why I knew it.
Right, number 9, I think, is where we start getting into slightly more difficult ones, which was this one. James.
Well, that was the easiest one. Well, apart from the Sonic or Yoshi, to be honest.
Yeah, James put Tony Hawk. I'll just take that as a game title. Jason, Legend of Zelda. Jay, I might just ignore reading your answers now.
Probably a good idea.
Matt, you've passed, and Chris has put Tomb Raider.
Any guess is better than par.
I just have to give a point there to James because it's when you stack it in Tony Hawk's. I mean, it might be more iconic for me because I was always stacking it.
The background as well.
Can, yeah.
I never heard that sound on that game.
Have you played it before?
No, you never stacked it.
I never fell over.
Things, you normally have the music going as well, so you don't always hear the whole thing, do you? But.
Oh, I do.
But, you know,
it makes sense now that I know it. It's just like, oh, God.
Too busy listening to Goldfinger.
Yeah, I think so. And the final one. James, Monkey Island. I like it. Makes sense. Jason,
right now.
Final Fantasy.
Don't even ask, I don't know.
Yep. Matt has put Tomb Raider. And Chris has put Grandia. Why Grandia?
This was random. Is that like opening an item chest? I was thinking about like pre... 2000s RPGs.
Yep.
So it didn't sound like a Final Fantasy sound.
I like your thinking, mate. It's good logic. But the only person with the right logic was Matt. Because it was when you find a secret in Tomb Raider.
Wow. Well, the original Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris just got his answers 9 and 10 the wrong way around. He just typed them wrong.
Pretty much. So, James...
I was like, really?
I'm not writing these down, but James has got
5, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, I think, because you've got Tony Hawk as well. So you've got Yoshi, Street Fighter, Metal Gear, Sonic, Mortal Kombat, Tony Hawk. That is 6.
Cool.
Jason, I think that's 2, isn't it?
3.
Oh, yeah, Metal Gear. I forget about that one. I ignore that one, because it was that.
Yes.
Matt? I'll give you. I'm nearly going to attempt to give you a bonus point here because you spelt my fucking name right. Everyone always misses off one of the L's at the end. But what on, mate? That's 1 point. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Chris, you got 1 point, 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, 5.
5.
Good middle ground points for everyone, I think. There. Well done.
Who's up next?
It's me, the music round.
Super.
Okay. So this is music that pretty much goes across the last 35 years. So there's a range of different music tracks. I think there's some that I know that everyone's played some of these games, so everyone should be able to get something.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
We should.
If you'll say, yeah, emphasis on the should.
Yeah, hopefully the volume should be all right, because I've got the same settings I had it the other night. I'm going to do, like, 30-second snippets.
Oh, okay.
Because the legacy that's all we can have.
That's copyright, you only have 30 seconds, I think, so. Unless I do longer and might have to try and edit it, so that was not that horrible.
I love you dearly, but fuck that shit.
Is everyone ready for track number one?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So, yeah. Yeah, so that's the first track. We are looking for the game. What say? Like, looking for the game the music comes from.
I don't know what it is, but I quite like it.
Definitely a thing.
I'm gonna randomly write game names down.
Yep.
Playing again, Jay.
So are we ready for track number two?
Yeah.
Please do.
Go ahead.
Giving you the track name as well, mate.
Yes, that's track number two.
That's so good. It's brilliant,
isn't it? I have no idea. Again, random names.
It is guesswork time for me again, I think.
You'll kick yourself, Jay.
Most likely will.
They're ready for track number three.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Good boy.
I think I'm getting a point on this round.
Getting back.
Maybe two points, actually.
Isn't awesome. Yeah, no, probably.
Yes, yeah, so that was track number three.
Yep.
Everyone ready for number four?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have a point for that one as well. Thanks, Chris.
Do we need the number of the sequel if it's one?
Yeah, I want the specific game. So.
Oh, Jesus.
You need to be exact on this one, and the location where you are when you hear it.
What naming convention? Because if it's the game, I think it was named differently depending on what region or what console.
Will you just give me an answer?
If we think on the same train of thought. I didn't realise it was in that game as well, so.
I'm putting them both down because they're the same game.
Yeah. I'm putting the one I can remember, which doesn't have a number in it.
Fair enough. I say, there's one thing I know the music's actually from, and that's not the first place I heard it. So, anyway, ready for number five?
Yep.
Yeah, size number five.
Ooh, not sure about that.
It's a guess for now, but I'm going to come back to it in a minute.
I haven't a clue. I'm familiar.
Songs in the playlist, to be fair. I think, Matt, if you get it wrong, I think you're going to kick yourself.
There's a naming convention for the ones I don't know in this round. You'll work it out.
I think we might already have done, Jay.
Fair enough. They're ready for number six?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's number six.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so these are getting a bit tougher now, I think, this part. Are you ready for number seven?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at seven.
God. So I know the track, but...
There's going to be some kicking at the end of this, isn't
there? I think that's one you'd probably know the track from another game, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to kick myself over that one, I think.
Okay, it's number eight. That's number eight. Like I say, a lot of these games, I think everyone's played, or they've played various, like, not everyone's played every single game, but across the range or something, everyone's played this album.
Hmm.
So number nine. So I think these last two are the toughest ones, I think.
Okay.
Is anyone ready for the last track?
Yeah, go on in.
Yep, so that's 10 tracks.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Throw him into the chat, I guess.
Oh, Jay, they're brilliant.
Okay, so answer time. Do everyone's answers. So, number one. Number one is the Death Egg Zone from Sonic & Knuckles.
Oh.
No way.
Yeah, so it's FX Zone from Sonic & Knuckles. So, no one got that. From Sonic 2.
Scrap Brain right into it.
The Scrap Brain Zone's in Sonic 1 anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'll get my zones mixed up.
Okay, track number two is Donkey Kong Country, yep, and it's the bonus blitz.
I get a point for Donkey Kong Country, right?
Yeah, it's Donkey Kong Country. Yeah, that's the game it came from. So,
I'm surprised I got that.
That's Russell, James, and Jason.
I think we're all surprised as well, one. Jay.
So, track number three was, of course, Halo, the main theme from Halo.
I got it.
Yeah, so everyone got Halo, so that's everyone getting a point there.
We're all on two, neck and neck.
I'm on one.
What? You had Sonic, didn't you?
I had the wrong one.
Oh.
Yeah, he got the wrong Sonic game. Track number four, I've got is Final Fantasy VII, because it's the Chocobo Racing theme.
Oh, God.
And that's the game that mix of the song came from.
Xeno the Chocobo.
Favoritism.
Xeno the Chocobo.
Yeah, so it's Final Fantasy VII, so it looks like just Jason got points there.
I'm winning,
guys.
I'm winning.
He's catching up.
Specialist subject.
Track number 5. Matt, how do you get Metal Gear from that? You're going to kick yourself for this.
It sounded like the Metal Gear battle music from 1987.
Well, the Amiga.
Yeah.
It is the most recent song on the playlist. It is Pokemon Sword and Shield, the gym leader battle theme.
So, never would have got that.
That's
like Pokemon, I play Blue.
While I know that, the battle music is different from game to game.
Yeah, as I said, it's Pokemon Sword and Shield, and you played a lot of Sword and Shield. So that's why I said you're going to kick yourself if you got it wrong.
I have it on mute. I listen to my own fucking music.
Probably not going to do any music around.
Rookie error there.
Yeah.
Okay, so track number 6 is Stardust Speedway from Sonic CD, The Bad Future.
Oh, dear. I had a racing game, it was close enough.
Okay, track number 7 is the Temple theme from Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
Oh,
most commonly used recently is on Super Smash Bros. For the Temple stage.
Yeah, I can see it now, mate.
Yeah, so I think that's no one scoring points there as well.
I see the running theme you're talking about here, Jason. Yeah. No one getting any right.
All the ones I didn't know, I just started a game with D.
Next one was from Super Monkey Ball.
Really?
It's the jungle theme, the first level, the first world in the game.
I recognise it. I couldn't think what it was. Yeah. I went Pokemon, but...
Track number 9 is from the original Wipeout. Oh,
can I just have that? Because I put it as number 5.
No, wrong one.
Dr. Mario.
I was thinking of games beginning with D. It's fine.
Yeah, so that's the original Wipeout. And I thought 10 was going to be my hardest one, but I think this round's been a bit tougher than I thought it was. That is from Ori and the Blind Forest.
Never heard of it, mate.
What's that?
Never heard of it.
It's quite a renowned 2D platform that came out 4 years ago on Xbox.
Not okay. Akami then, Chris.
What's that?
Not Akami then.
Yeah, well, Matt would have probably got the wrong... You had got the right game, might have bought the wrong name for it.
Yeah, thanks for that, Chris.
Yeah, see...
I got 2.
I got 3.
Pretty happy with that.
I think I got 2.
Jay, turning it around. Wow.
Only yeah, way I know. Up. I'm up to 6 overall.
How'd you do, Matt?
Matt, I got 1.
I was lucky to get 1.
We all fell short that round, didn't we?
Jay's come out on top.
Well, that's quite scary. I thought it was going to be... I didn't think it was that difficult, but...
Well, like I thought with the sound effects, mate, it's only if you've played it, only if you know it.
That's what I thought was hard when coming to do the questions. It's like, especially with quotes, it's like, do I just go and do stuff like, it's a me, and stuff like that, that everyone's going to get. It's hard to find stuff that's in popular culture that's on the fringe, you know, that would prove of a challenge.
Yeah.
Right, on to Matt then, I guess.
Yeah,
true and false round.
My turn with a true or false round. So you guys have all got 50% chance of getting it right. Even Jay.
5 points for everyone.
Perfect. This is the perfect round for me. Okay. I just write true for everything. I've got 50% chance of getting it right.
Unless he's put them all as false answers.
Okay, so all of these questions will be either true or false. Okay, and I'm going to be very strict about this. No either way. It's either true or it's false, okay?
How can you not be true or false?
No begging for points is what I'm saying. Right. Okay, question 1. Resident Evil 0 was released before Resident Evil Remake. True or false?
Oh.
What's Resident Evil 0?
What's Resident Evil Remake?
Oh, no, they're both from GameCube, but for them first.
Go on, then.
You might be wrong with that, but...
Okay, we're ready?
Yep.
Okay, question 2. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, or as we call it on Game Junkies, Legend of Zelda on a Horse, has sold more copies than Super Smash Bros. Ultimate? True or false?
That's a good question. That is good.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, you all know, isn't it?
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Is that, do you mean just the Switch version, or?
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, copies than Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, true or false?
Mind you, they're both on two consoles, aren't they? So.
Okay, are we ready? All done? Question two?
Yeah.
Question three. Oddworld Abe's Odyssey was released in 1998. True or false?
Oh, God. That is tough. Yep, go on.
Okay, we're ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Question four. Apple have created a video game console called the Applejack.
That's probably one of those things that's too good to not be true, isn't it? Probably.
True or false, Apple have created a video game console called the Applejack.
It's one of the shittest names I've ever heard for something.
The creators that made and released, or just like posted type and then binned?
The console was, they've created and sold a video game console called the Applejack. True or false? I don't mind clarifying it. If I can. Okay, we all done?
Yep.
Question five. The 8th generation era, 2011 to present day. The Wii U is the worst selling home console of this generation. True or false? The Wii U is the worst selling home console of the 8th generation era, which is 2011 to present day. True or false?
Oh, I think that question is the one that's going to be disputed.
The worst selling.
You know, the answer, it depends on there's anything that gets taken into consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing by worst you mean just fewest sales.
Correct. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Question six. Every game in the Batman Arkham series was developed by Rocksteady. True or false?
50-50. Get it right or you get it wrong.
I don't get any comedic answers on this round. That's the only thing.
Jason will find a way to tell you.
I was like, is it arguing the easiest round? Because you've got a 50% chance, so.
Just alternate your answers, it's fine.
Okay, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, question seven. Grand Theft Auto has featured a playable female character. True or false?
And I guess you won't clarify whether you mean a main character or not.
And by that, I mean protagonist.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto has featured a playable female protagonist. True or false?
Yeah, it was a bit of a blind guess because I've not played a ton of Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Question eight. True or false? Soul Calibur made its debut on the Sega Saturn. True or false? Soul Calibur made its debut on the Sega Saturn.
Yep.
Ready? Number nine?
Yeah.
Question. Okay, number nine. True or false? There is a gene in the human body called Sonic. True or false? There is a gene in the human body called Sonic.
Just Sonic?
There is a gene in the human body called Sonic. True or false?
I reckon even if you say that's false, that he's probably wanting Chris somewhere.
Okay. Okay, we all ready, guys?
Yep.
Number 10. True or false, Barack Obama, during his 2008 election campaign, campaigned in 17 video games. True or false?
False is 16. 17. Can you name them all?
Barack Obama, campaigned in 17 video games during his 2008 election campaign. True or false?
That is console games and mobile games as well.
I'm guessing he's going to be online games.
Second Life.
Yeah. 17 versions of it.
Exactly.
Just imagine him in Warcraft.
Okay. Wait, right. Ready? Throw him into the chat, boys.
Yeah.
Here you go. I'm in.
Get hold of this. I think me and Chris have put the polar opposite.
Almost.
Did anybody actually know any of those answers?
A few, I knew some of them. I think.
Zelda versus Smash Brothers situation.
I think there might be a discrepancy about the Apple console, but we'll see it when we get to that.
Hey, Matt, you want to go through the answers?
I'm going to 1 second, Chris, yes.
He's researching the answers to make sure they're right, yeah?
No. Okay. Right, so question one was Resident Evil Zero was released before Resident Evil Remake. The answer is false, because it was released 6 months after.
Nice.
So, okay, so Jason said false, that's correct for him.
Chris also said false.
Jason. Me and Jason got that.
Chris said false, yes. And that leaves us with true. That's wrong. Okay. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild has sold more copies than Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, the answer there was true.
Wow.
Thank you. In the Wii U version, I guess. And the most Switch sales.
Yes.
Smash Bros. Had.
One of the stats I had, yes, it was. Yeah, it got straight up, yes.
Wasn't Breath of the Wild released for the U as well?
Yeah, I know Switch alone, Super Smash Bros. Is ahead by about 5 million. But the Wii U, I must have sold about 5 or 6 million.
For the
Wild,
mate.
There you go.
That's the official thing for Nintendo. On Switch alone, it's ahead. Or Smash Bros. Is ahead.
Okay, so question three. Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey was released in 1998.
That's got to be the sequel in 98. That's supposed to be released before then.
No, I thought it was 99.
It's false. It was released in 1997.
What? Okay. Well, I said false. Guessed the wrong way, but...
You did.
I was trying to work that out from when we used to play it on the demo at your show.
Yeah, I know when Final Fantasy came out, and it can't have been 98. It was far too late to be that then.
I thought it came out when Final Fantasy 8 came out, because that's when I first picked up a PlayStation just before 8 came out, and I always remember Abe's Odyssey picking that up as well.
Yeah, but Abe's Exodus came out afterwards, and that was also around that time, so...
Oh, nice.
Anyway, that's all right.
Okay, number four. Apple have created a video game console called the Applejack. That's false. It was called the Pippin. The Applejack was named its control pad.
The console unit was called the Applejack, but the whole console as a thing was called the Pippin.
The Bandai Pippin. The Applejack was just the control pad, yes.
No, it was called the Applejack, the actual device. But the console as a whole was called the Pippin, because the code name was originally Applejack. So each thing was called Applejack on it. It's actually called the Applejack console, but the whole device system is called the Pippin.
I've just looked it on Wikipedia, mate. That's right. Just the controller was called the Applejack.
Let's have a look.
Wiki.
Either way, I don't care. I've got 4 out of 4 so far.
He's turning it around. Oh, it's the Bandai Pippin.
Apple Bandai Pippin, yeah.
The state of that controller.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. It is just the controller.
I did my research, mate. Okay, number five. This is probably a bit more contentious because people are going to argue this one, but I've checked my facts. This is right. The Wii U is the worst-selling home console of the 8th generation era, which is 2011 to present. It's false. It's the Ouya.
That's the reason I said false for the Ouya. I was wondering if you brought that in or not to the argument.
The Ouya is the worst-selling as well.
What's the Ouya?
What is the Ouya? Yeah.
The streaming.
And
crowdfunded one.
is an Android-based console with one of the biggest ever Kickstarter success stories, and it flopped harder than Tom Daley at Olympics.
Oh my God, it looks awful looking at it at the moment.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. And now I've just got to check on say that's Chris said true, and he's wrong on that one, unfortunately. And Russell said false, so he's right on that one as well.
Yeah, I wasn't sure you were classing streaming devices as consoles or not. That's why.
You 5 for 5, Jay?
No, I got that one wrong. 4 from 5.
Okay, question 6. Every game in the Arkham series was developed by Rocksteady. It's false. They didn't do Arkham Origins. They actually subcontracted that for some bizarre reason. It was okay, but it was you could tell it wasn't a Rocksteady game. So, who said that one? Jason got that one right again.
Yeah, I got that, I think.
Yep, you got one wrong, James. Chris got wrong. And Russell got that one wrong as well. Okay, question 7. GTA has featured a playable female protagonist. True. The answer is true. The first ever Grand Theft Auto game had a female playable protagonist.
See, I thought you could choose a female at the start of the first one, but I couldn't remember.
There is a string, isn't there?
Yeah.
I was going to put forward my argument that I've only ever played the first one, so I didn't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That falls there.
Did not know that.
I forget you select the characters at the start.
I got wrong. I'm wrong on that one.
That's one, Chris.
Can you pick Trey or someone, don't you?
That one wrong Troy. As well. In fact, Chris, the only one who got that one right, he's the only one who played Grand Theft Auto 1.
We still played as Troy, and that's it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, question 8. Soul Calibur made its debut on the Sega Saturn. It's false. It made its debut on the Dreamcast.
Okay.
Soul Calibur.
Right.
So, Jason got that one right. Jay got that one wrong. Chris got that one correct as well. I'm glad Soundboy did.
Yeah.
And that one was right by Russell as well. Okay. Right. Okay. Number 9. There is a gene in the human body called Sonic.
Has to be.
Jay said false. Jason said yes. Chris said yes. And so did Russell. It's true. The gene and protein that separates your right brain from the left and determines you have two eyes is called Sonic Hedgehog.
No.
Which came first?
If you got that from Wikipedia, someone's trolling you there.
No. The name wasn't directly by the game, but a comic book series. A British doctor called Robert Riddle drew inspiration from a Sonic comic his 6-year-old daughter was reading at the time. The gene appropriately has a spiky appearance.
There you go.
Okay.
Sonic the comic. I remember those days.
That
was a great comic.
It was brilliant.
I love that comic. Something rotten.
Them, yeah.
Okay, and number 10. Barack Obama campaigned in 17 video games during his 2008 election campaign.
That's so stupid. It's got to be true.
Okay.
I don't doubt he did, but I don't think he's 17. Unless you include in the different formats or like different consoles.
Right. So, Jason said true. Jay said false. Chris said false. And Russell said true. False, it was 18, not 17.
Ridiculous. All the games.
The list of games was not there. He bought ad space in 18 games.
Oh, I thought you meant he'd literally like been on them, like broadcast. Yeah.
No,
I thought you meant like he was a playable character or something.
Video games.
It reminds me of that ad for World of Warcraft where it had like celebrities playing like the avatars that were like looked like them. Do you remember that?
No.
What? You don't remember that? The really famous World of Warcraft advert.
No.
Might killed that one then.
Must have been 2002 though.
Gentlemen, in that round, Jay scored 4 points.
Yep.
Good Jason effort. Scored 7 points.
Seven. Yep. Double the score and more.
Russell scored 5 points.
That's acceptable.
and Chris scored 6 points.
I thought you got 50% out of 50. 50-50, that was.
Okay, so that is part two of the quiz done. Really hope you enjoyed that, and if you're playing along, that's how you're getting on. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether anyone outscores any of us in the results. As our Twitter is at Chris37, so obviously you can get in touch there with, how you're doing, how you're getting on. But yeah, I really enjoyed doing the quiz, and like I say, got one more episode next week, or next episode, where we have got the final rounds and the final scores. See how well or badly we did. Anyway, I'm going to talk about what I've been playing recently. A lot of Animal Crossing still. Yeah, still really, really into Animal Crossing. I think I've played it every day since I got it, which is good. We do have a new month coming up, and they've got the museum rally on at the moment, which is really cool. Getting all the stamps, even though you get the same prize each time. I managed to sell them, get 300 bells each, so not too bad. But yeah, Animal Crossing still treating me good. Played a little bit of Persona 5. It's a bit more tricky at the moment because my work pattern's not so great, and also my mum is working from home at the moment, so she's quite often in the room where we have, well, my games consoles, because that's where she's got the desk set up for her work. So yeah, I'm not getting quite as much time to play stuff like Persona 5 as I perhaps like. I'm hoping to get some more time in a bit this weekend, maybe. And also, Tetris 99. I've got my first win. I got my first Tetris Maximus. I haven't gone on to the Maximus mode that's unlocked. Don't know if I'm brave enough, because I think I would probably get wiped out very quickly. Absolutely over the moon to get my first Tetris 99 win. I did, of course, share it to Twitter using the Nintendo Switch share for share functionality. So, yeah, you can watch my victory if you wish to. Yeah, Tetris 99 is such a simple concept, but so easy to do and get absorbed into. And I've touched on Pokemon Sword as well the last couple of weeks, just like revisiting it. So I completed the main story mode. I haven't done the Battle Tower yet, which I am kind of considering whether to go into and see how I get on with it. Be interesting to see. Yeah, that is my episode for today. So, or you can catch me on Twitter at Chris37. Got my YouTube channel, Chris Reactor, which is OR at the end. Several videos are shared through my Twitter page, so you should normally be able to find anything you're looking for on my Twitter page. So yeah, please check me out on social media. Please check out Manax and the Game Junkies on their to be out next week. Last episode of theirs was really awesome. I joined in with the Animal Crossing review, along with an amazing girl called Caitlin, who really knows her stuff. So yeah, it's a really good episode to check out. So our thoughts about the good and the bad and overall thoughts of the game. They've always got some good stuff lined up, those guys. So, and I've also got a Dungeons and Dragons podcast going on. So I know Matt's having a lot of fun editing that. Yeah, no, they've got some good stuff. So make sure you check them out. Until next episode, thanks for listening, if you still are. Until next time, speak to you later. Bye.
Is a Matt Attack production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.